We begin the current daf from Masechet Pesachim, daf Yud Zayin. We begin 3 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara clarifies the machlekes that was mentioned on the previous daf and then the top of this Amud. That is, there was a pasuk that was brought down from Chagai, that in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, since they were in Golus for many years, Chagai was testing the Kohanim if they knew the halachas of Tumah to properly conduct themselves in the Beis HaMikdash with all the karbanas. And then that, we had a pasuk that he asked him and they gave an answer. On that we have a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara quotes the machlekes, Gufa. Rav Amar, Ishtabush Kohanim. That response that they gave them, that they gave to Chagai regarding the question that he asked him, they had made a mistake. Ushmul amar lo yishtabush kahani. The Kohanim did not make a mistake. As the Gemara explains, Rav am yishtabush kahani. Rav says that the Kohanim made a mistake when they said that regarding that whole chain of questions that he had asked, that they said it's going to be tahar, because Revi b'kodesh b'yiminayu. The question that he asked them was a Revi, a fourth level that is his Avi Avos, which is the greatest, but generally there's an Av, a Rishon, a Sheni, and a Revi. Revi by Kodesh was what he asked them. V'amr leitar, and they told him that it's going to be Tar. And therefore, that's a mistake, because we know that there is such a thing as Revi by Kodesh. That is Tomei. Shmuel says that no, the Kohen did not make a mistake, because Chamishi by Kodesh by Minayu, that he had asked them a fifth level. Now, a fifth level, that even by Kachim, there is not going to be a transmission of Tumah, and therefore they were correct. V'amr leitar, they were correct when they told him tar. So the Gemara elaborates now on both opinions to understand their opinions based on the pasuk which was brought in the previous stuff, which the Gemara quotes here also. So bishlem l'Rav, we could very well understand Rav as the pasuk brings hamdechsev arba, because if we look at the pasuk, it says there is 4 levels of items, as the pasuk in Chagai says that the first thing to touch the sheretz, which was the av, was lechem, was bread. That makes it a rishon. The nazid, the second thing mentioned there in the pasuk, was a cooked dish that becomes a sheni. The yain, and then it gets transmitted to the oil, which is the shlishi. The shemen, and the last item that was mentioned before he asked, and what's the last thing's halacha going to be, is oil that becomes revi. So therefore, that makes very much sense, according to Rav, that he said that he asked them a revi by kodesh, and they said there's going to be tar, which was a mistake, because we know revi by kodesh is tamei. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Chamisha Manali, we do have a fifth one. If you count the items, it only comes out to Revi Bakoidish. And therefore, they said Tar is a mistake, like Rav said, not like Shmuel, who said it wasn't a mistake, and that it really was Tar because it was Chamishi. And that, the Gemara answers, Miksiv Vinaga Knafai, does the Pasuk say that it touched the corner of the garment? And that is, if when it says regarding the first item that became Tame, was it says, V'naga b'chnafei el halechem. The first thing to touch the sheretz, as Rashi had explained in the previous stuff, it obviously was a reference to the sheretz itself, not to the garment, because then it would say the whole garment. It wouldn't be necessarily just the corner of the garment where it touches. Therefore, it's a reference to the sheretz. So if it would have said, V'naga k'nafei, that the knaf touches the lechem, it would sound like that the sheretz itself is touching the bread, that the bread would be the rishon, as it seems that Rav is learning. However, the pasuk doesn't say v'naga knafa, it says v'naga b'chnafa iksim. It's written that the bread touches with the garment, which means the interpretation is, as Shmuel is saying, b'ma sh'naga b'chnafa. The bread is, meaning what is touching the sheretz is what touched the bread, which means to say there is another item over here which is not mentioned, which touched the bread, which therefore the bread is a sheni. And therefore, you go down the steps, you're adding on another 3 after that, is going to go down to a fifth level. Because it's not as we had assumed, which was the interpretation for Rav, that the bread touched the sheretz directly. It didn't touch v'naga chnofa, it didn't touch v'naga chnofa el alechem. It was v'naga b'chnofa el alechem. That what touched the sheretz is that what touched the lechem, which means that the sheretz made that item, whatever it is that wasn't mentioned in the rishon. And then the bread was a sheni, and therefore ultimately the last item, the oil, was a chamishi, and therefore they were correct when they said it's going to be tar. So the Gemara continues on this machlekes. Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring a raya as a question to Rav's interpretation from the pesukim over there. It says, Vayemer Chagai, that Chagai said, Im yiga tamei nefesh. If a tamei nefesh, which the Gemara assumes right now, means what's called a tamei mace, so that is somebody that touched a corpse itself, that he becomes like an avatoma, like a sheretz, because the corpse is avi avos, the grandfather of tuma. Then the one who touches it gets it transmitted to him one level down of avatoma. So he asked them regarding all these questions. He was trying to see if they know the halachas of tuma tara. He says, if someone that's a tamei lanefesh, if he touches b'cholaylin, all these things. In other words, that whole order that I had asked, we have a transmission, that the tamei mace touches the bread, and then the bread touches the cooked dish, etc., etc., hayitmo, Will that last item, will the oil become tummy? The Yana Kahanim, and the Kahanim answered, but Yemer Yitman, they said, yes, it will become tummy. Now the Gemara elaborates. Bishlim l'Shmuel, so now that's very well understood according to Shmuel, that is midahoch lo yishtabush, that from here that we see that they did not make a mistake. And that is, what did they tell him? They told him that a revi is tummy, as they said, vayomru yitma. And that's what it is. We're talking about that there was the tmei lenefesh, the avat tuma, goes to the bread, makes it a rishon, then goes down sheni shlishi, and the last one is revi, because that's what it is the oil, that's how many items there were. And therefore they were correct when they said it's going to be tummy. So from the fact that here they got that halacha, that a revi by kodesh is tummy, so hasam nami lo yishtabish. So obviously there also, they didn't make a mistake, and that is that they know that a revi by kodesh, as you see from this pasuk, is tummy. So this there that they said that it's tar was because it was, as the Gemara had said before, it was naga bichnafai, that it was another item there. And therefore the oil was a chamishi, and that is why they said that it's going to be tar over there, because they knew that halacha, obviously, from here. So this that they said it was tar was because it was one level lower, that even by kodesh is tar. El Rav, but according to Rav, that he says that by a sheretz, it was also a revi. And that is, they had made a mistake over there, and they thought revi by kodesh was tar. But maishna hocha deishtabish, why is it that over here that they made a mistake, that they said tar, umaishna hasam dula yishtabish? But then why is it with this other passage that we just quoted that they did not make a mistake, and they said, oh, it's revi by kodesh, it's going to be tummy. Now what's the difference? Both of them are the same, they're both revi. How is it possible that he's saying that they made a mistake on Revi B'Kodesh, when you have this other pasuk clearly talking about Revi B'Kodesh, that they said it is tam, and they knew that halacha? That the Gemara says, Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avua, there's a difference between the two different halachas, although they're both revis, but B'kin hein b'tumas meis, they were proficient in halachas of tumah that's derived from a corpse. And that is, they know that a shlishi makes a revi when it's coming from a mess. And that's why they said in the pasuk we just mentioned that tummy. However, they were not proficient in the halachas of a tumah when it's derived from a sheretz, and they thought that although a sheretz is an avat tumah also, but it's different, it's not as stringent as we find by tumas mes, and therefore they thought that their shlishi would not make a revi, and that's why they did err and say that a revi by kodesh was going to be tar. That was one interpretation of the Gemara, to be mechalik between the tumah of sheretz and between the tumah of meis, because those are the two different cases. One question that he asked them, the source of it was sheretz, and one of them was tumay meis. Now the Gemara says, Ravina says, no, the truthfully, as we had assumed up until now, that they weren't proficient at all in the halachas of revi by kodesh. They thought a shlisha does not make a revi, even by sheretz and even by tmeimes. However, the difference is, hasam revi, the case that we had mentioned originally, which was where that the machlekes of Rav Shmuel was on, was that they did not know and they made a mistake and they said it's tar, was because it actually was revi, and revi, they don't know that halacha, they thought it does not become revi by kodesh. However, hacha, this last case that you asked on Rav from, what, regarding the halacha of Tmei Meis, it was a shlishi. He had asked them a shlishi by Kodesh, and that's why they didn't make a mistake, and they said it's going to be Tamei. As Rashi explains, because this that it says, that it was a Tmei Nefesh, it wasn't a reference to a Tmei Meis. It didn't mean somebody that touched a corpse. Rather, it was a reference to the mess, to the corpse itself. And what he was asking them was, regarding a Tumas Nefesh, a tumah that comes from a soul, and a corpse is an avi avos, a grandfather. Therefore, if you go through the cheshbon, the bread becomes an avat tumah, the nazid, the cooked dish, the nazid becomes a rishon, the yayin becomes a sheni, and the shemen becomes a shlishi, and that's why it's not difficult from that question. They did not know the halachas revi by kodesh, and that is like Rav said, that's why they made a mistake, and they said it's going to be tar. The case that we just asked from, that im yigat tmei nefesh, it's not going to be a revi also, and that's why they said it's tamei to ask on Rav. Rather, it was a shlishi, because tmei nefesh was a reference to a corpse, and then when you go down the hierarchy, you get down to a shlishi, and that's why they were correct when they said that it was going to be tamei. Now the Gemara continues to try to bring a proof regarding this machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, if it was that the Kohanim made a mistake in the halachas of tumah or not. So Toshima. So again, the psukim over there says, V'yan Chagai v'yomer, that Chagai answered and he said, Keino amaze, after he heard the responses with the questions that he asked him regarding the halachas of tumatar, says, so too this nation, v'chin ha'goy hazeh lefonai, and so too this, the populace before me, nu'um Hashem, v'goyim ha'dot, so too, says Hashem, and the end of the pasuk ends off, that v'chin komasi yedeim, and also, not just that they are, but so too all their actions that they're doing, that their work they do, v'ashe yekriv Hashem, and all that they will sacrifice over there in the Beis HaMikdash, tamehu, it will have halacha of tumah. Now, Bishlam of the Rab, we could very well understand that according to Rab, he's going to say that their Maisi Dehem are going to be Tomei, that he said that the Kahanim made a mistake. They didn't know the halachas Heindichsev Tomei. That's why the Pasig there calls their Maisi Dehem, whatever they're going to do in the Beis HaMikdash, as Tomei, because they didn't know the proper halachas and they're going to be Matame, the Kachim that are there. But according to Shmuel, why is it Tameh? According to Shmuel, they answered the right answers. They did not make a mistake. So why would they call Maaseh Yedeim Tameh? The Gemara answers, Itmuhuhe Kamatme. To the contrary, Shmuel, that Chagai was wondering, he says, since they're proficient in the halachas of Tumah, so should all their Maaseh Yedeim be Tameh? They shouldn't be, because they know the halachas. And that's their response. It wasn't that they, it was going to be, rather it shouldn't be. And that the Gemara asked, but B'hov V'chein Kamaseh Yedeim Ksev. But the Pasuk says, and so too their Maaseh Yedeim, which doesn't sound like that's like a wonderment, like a question. It sounds like just like they are, so too their Maaseh Yedeim are. And therefore, it sounds like that their things will become Tamei. That's typical according to Shmuel, who said they didn't make a mistake. So the Gemara answers, Amma Zutra. Some say that Ravashi, Mitechsha Kilkulu as Maaseim. Since they ended up going and doing bad things. That is, the prophecy of Chagai was going in towards the future. That in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be makalkal their ways with other Averis, and they're going to go off and do things not properly. That's why Malalei Makosav Kila Kriv Batuma. That is why the Pasuk considers it as if they had sacrificed with Tumah. Doesn't literally mean Tumah in Hilchas Tumah Tah, rather it means in the more Ruchnistic way. And that is why, because they're going to be makalkal Maseim. But that's why it's not difficult according to Shmuel. They actually did know the halachas, but it's a reference to their future avirs. The Gemara continues Gufa. The Gemara returns to a discussion that was mentioned on the previous daf. That is regarding, there was a certain testimony of Yosef that he had said that the mashkin, the beverages in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not mitamin. They're not going to be have a halachas of tumah. So on that we have a machlokes. Rav Tani Rav said it, that the testimony was mashki beis mitbechaya. That the beverages, the liquids of the Beis Mitbechaya is a reference to the place of the slaughterhouse, that those liquids are going to be tahar. But Levi Tanya and Levi learned the version, Mashki Bei Mitbechaya, that the liquids, the beverages of the Mizbech, of the altar, those liquids are going to be tahar. So we have a machlekes regarding this, that we weren't geyser, the halachas of Tumah on beverages, whether it be for the beverage itself to be mekabel Tumah, or whether that is Midaraisa, and it's just regarding to that, it won't be Mitami, other things, Midrabanan. Either way, that Gezer Drabanan did not apply to the beverages of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a machlekes regarding this version of the testimony. Was it a reference of the Mishkan of the Beis Mitbechaya, of the slaughtering house, those type of liquids like the blood and the water? Or is it on the Beis Mitbechaya of the Mizbeach, which is oil and wine and other things? So now the Gemara says, regarding this machlekes, the Gemara elaborates. Levi, according to Levi, that his version is Beis Mitbechaya, the liquids of the Mizbeach, that they're tahar. The difficulty is, based on what we just said before, we said that on the Pasuk and Chagai, the questions that he asked them was in the linear of the going down from the Avatoma, there was Yayin and there was Shemin, that they were Tamei. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hanichi Yisvile Kishmul, we can understand if Levi held like Shmuel, the Amar Dachin, that he said in the interpretation of Yosef ben Ye'ezer's halacha, that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are going to be tahar, it meant only melatame tumas acherim. It meant just that it's not going to be conveying tumah to other things. Avot tumas asman yeshlan, but the objects, these liquids themselves do have their own tumah, because he held that is a deraisa. And therefore, the liquids will be mekabel tumah. It's just that they will not transmit tumah to other things. So the mishkachas. So then you can resolve this pasuk that says im yiga tumi nefesh b'chaleila. The pasuk that we just brought down before for the pasuk in Chagai that said that they will become tumah. Dinagi kuli berishin. We can find that if all these things touched a rishin. In other words, it's not going in the order of the pasuk. And the Kahanim did not make a mistake. And that is, there was two questions essentially that Chagai had asked him. First, he asked them in regarding to the order. If it goes down from the Tmei Meis to the Lechem to the Nezid to the Yain to the Shemen, and they said regarding the last one that will not become Tamei. And the reason is because, as we just said before, that regarding the way Levi says that these liquids, which are bei mid b'chayev of the mizbeach, which is wine, wine cannot be metame the shemen, because as we just said before, that the mashkin of bei mid b'chayev cannot be metame anything. So this that they said yitmo, how do we understand it? That's because there was another question at the end. He asked them if this tame thing, this tame mace, itself touches all these things, either this one or this one or this one separately. And that is what they had answered him, yitma, that then it will become tummy. So therefore, according to Shmuel, we can understand, because although yain is shemen, that it, according to the testimony of Yis ben Yeza, there is no tumma for them of the, because they're mashkin beim mad b'chaya, but that's only that it's not metami other things. They could contract tumma. And therefore, that's when they said yitma was going on yain itself from the tumay mace, or shemen itself from the tumay mace, that will become tummy. But in truth, if it was going in the order of the lechem to nizid and the yain and the shemen, that it would not go. That they answered him lo yitma, because the mashki bei mit b'chai according to Levi cannot transmit tumah, and it has to be that's how it would work out according to Shmuel. But then the Gemara says Eliyis habalei karav. But if Levi would hold like Rav, the amad dochin mamish, that he held in Yosef ben Yezer, the mashkin are not even makabel tumah deraisa for themselves, and therefore since they're only rabbinic and the Beis Hamikdash were able to be lenient. And therefore, they were dochin mamish. They were totally tar. Even the item itself did not contract tumah. Now the question is, how can you understand then the pasuk that says yitma, which had yain and shemen, how could it become tumah? These are the mashkin, according to Levi, of meid beimet b'chai, that he says that was the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, that they're not tumah. And according to Rav's interpretation of that dochin, of that being tar, was that it won't even contract tumah. So if it can't contract tumah, how can you say yitma? So Rashi says that according to Rav, obviously this wouldn't be a question, because Rav does not learn like Levi, and he says be mit b'chaya, and therefore the oil and the wine which was in the question are makabel tumah. But according to Levi, it would be difficult if he held like Rav. And therefore the Gemara concludes al kocher k'shmul sfirli. You have to say that Levi held like Shmuel, and that's why it's going to be tar only from conveying and transmitting tumah to other things. And that's why the Yain Neshem could become Tame. And again, the response of Yitma was not going on in the different, going down from one to the next. Rather, it was either one separately, and that Yain Neshem could be Mekabel Tumah like Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Ule Shmuel. But according to Shmuel, that he said in the Machlikas of Rav and Shmuel, that we mentioned on the beginning of the Amid, which was from the previous staff, if the Kahana made a mistake or not. And he said the Kam did not make a mistake. And he explained the reason why in that previous pasuk was because the oil was a chamishi. Because this that it says, noga bichnafai, that it would touch something else that touched the sheretz, which would therefore make the lechem only into a sheni. But the diik was that if it was a revi, this oil, then it would be tame, even though where to get its tame from? From the wine. So obviously you see that the mashkin, these beverages, could be metami other things, because the yain is conveying tumah to the shaman. And that the Gemara says, Hanicha, that is very well. If regarding the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, Isav lo karav de toni mashke beis ben b'chaya, if Shmuel holds like Rav regarding his machlekes with Levi, that what are the liquids that we're saying are tahar in the Beis Hamikdash? They are the liquids of the Beis Mit b'chaya, of the slaughterhouse. But regarding the liquids of the Mizbeach, that we never mentioned that this is what the testimony was on, that it could even transmit tumah to other things. And therefore, that's how Shmuel had explained his testimony. He said that they didn't make a mistake because it's chamishi. And the wine that is a revi, hu deloyavet chamishi, it's the wine that's a revi, that's why it's not going to go ahead and transmit tumah to the shemen. That is, they didn't make a mistake. It actually was tahar, because it was a chamishi, this oil, ha, but that the inference would be that if the wine would be a shlishi, if it would be only a shlishi, then avid revi, then it would make revi. In other words, that is exactly what the halacha was coming to say, that they didn't make a mistake, because although that the yain could convey tumah to the shaman, but that would be only if it was a shlishi making a revi. But since it was making it chamishi, that's why it was tar. Eliyisa v'lei kelevi, the toni mashki bei mit b'chaya, but if Shmuel held like Levi, that learns that what was the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, that it's going to be tar, are the liquids of the Mizbeach, that according to the way Shmuel learns, it means that it will not transmit tumah. So the question is, my area, why is it, as we explained before the pasuk, that revi deloyovet chamishi, you want to know why Shmuel says, and it sounds like from the pasuk, that the Kan did not make a mistake because it was a chamishi b'kodesh, and the chamishi b'kodesh actually happens to be tar. But the question is, But afila, even if the wine was a sheni, v'shlishi, and hence the oil is a shlishi, nami lo yavdi, it still would not make it tamei. The shemen would still be tahar because they're mashkin beimit b'chaya, they're the liquids of the mizbeach, the oil and the wine. And therefore, in that itself, it would be tahar, not because it's a chamishi, even if it was a shlishi, it would still be tahar. The Gemara concludes, al korcher kerevs really. So regarding this machlekes, we have to conclude that obviously that Shmuel held a kerev that only by the mashkin of the base mitbechaya of the slaughtering house, that is where the liquids are tahar from conveying tuma to other things. But the liquids of the base mitbechaya of the mizbeach, they are able to transmit tuma to other things. And that's why the yang would be metame the shaman if it was just a shlish. And the reason why it's tahar is because it was a chamish bekodesh, and that's why loy mishtabish, that's why it didn't make a mistake. So now the Gemara goes back to say, Tanya kavasei de Rav, Tanya kavasei de Levi. So we had this machlekes Rav and Levi regarding was it mashke bei mit bechaya or mit bechaya? Was it the slaughtering house or the mizbeach? We have two brises that say like either one. So the Gemara says, Tanya kavasei de Levi. We have a brise that says like Levi, that says as follows. Hadam, the blood, v'hayayin, and the wine, v'hashemen, and the oil, v'hamayim, and the water, which are mashke bei mit bechaya, which are the liquids, the beverages of the mizbeach, and that is all these things that are kodesh, they're called regarding the mizbeach. For example, the blood that's thrown on the mizbeach with the zrika, the water and the wine that's poured as nisach on the mizbeach, and the oil that's used in the menachas that are brought in the mizbeach. So regarding all these different liquids, shenitbum bifnim, if they became tamei while they were inside the azara, then vahitzin lechutz, and then they were taken outside of the perimeter where they were allowed to be, and therefore they became pasul because of what's called psul yotze. When you go out of the area where the kachma are allowed to go up until, and therefore hence they're not suitable for the mizbeach anymore. And that halacha is tahirin, that they're going to still be tahar from being metame other things. And the reason is because they never contracted tuma in the beginning to be metame other things, because when they were inside the Beis HaMikdash, or inside the Azara, that we said, that which is what the Raya is like Levi, that since they are mashkim, bei mid b'chaya, they are related to the Mizbeach, those things, and as we had said before, that they themselves have to be tamei, which was the prophecy of Chagai, and that is because we said that obviously Levi holds like Shmuel, so therefore the item themselves do become tamei, but however they do not transmit tuma to other things, as Shmuel had said, that is what the Dachin is on. This Brisa seems to be clearly saying, like Levi, that the Mashkin Beimit Bechaya are tahar from transmitting tuma to other things. However, the Brisa continues and says, Nitmu Bechutz, but if they became tamei when they were on the outside, before they ever had the title of Mashkin Beimit Bechaya, because they never became suitable yet for the Mizbech, because it became tamei when they were still outside, then Vehechnisim Bifnim, then it was brought inside, Temeim, they will be able to be metame other things. Because since the tama for being able to tama other things they acquired when they were still outside, what is going to be removing it when they come inside? So parenthetically, the Gemara asks on this, Ini, is it really so? Regarding the first halacha that we said that if you had this mashke beimit machaya, which are not available to be metame other things, which is the opinion of Levi, which this Brisa seems to be supporting, that we said if you take it outside, it's going to be tahar, and we're not going to say that now retroactively we'll say, hey, it's not suitable for the Mizbeach anymore, so let it be able to be metame other things. We do not say that. On that, the Gemara asked, but Ba'amri, Bishuman Levi, he said that a general rule, that mashki beimit bechaya, that the liquids, the beverages of the Mizbeach, loy amru dachin el b'mekayman, we only said that it's tahar when it's in its place, which is inside. Now that it's taken outside, it seems to be that it should be able to be metame other things. So why are we saying that it's still going to be tahar even when it's taken outside? And that the Gemara says that it seems from the question of Rabbi Shimon Levi, my love lemuti nitmu bifnim v'tzin lechutz. If you learn the statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, it sounds like that it's going to be a problem that even if it became tummy inside and then you took it outside, it's not b'mekayman anymore, and therefore it should convey tummy. And the Gemara says, loy lemuti nitmu bechutz v'chnis bifnim. What we're excluding from this when we say it's only tar in its place, it means to say that if it first became tummy outside and then was brought inside, then it's going to be tar. As the end of the Bryce essentially is saying that idea, that it's only when it became tummy in its place, but if it became tummy outside, and although later you bring it inside, that will not qualify for the dachin, for the tahara, of not being able to transmit tumah to other things of the mashkin beis ben mechayev. But then the Gemara asks, when mi ba'am kaimed kamer? But you said that it's only when it's in its place. And as Rashi explains, because we didn't get a chance to finish up what we were saying, that's what the Gemara asked to say, what do I mean? You said bim kaiman, which is mashma, as long as it's in its place, it's tar, but not more than that. Once it leaves its place, it's going to be tame, to be able to transmit tumah to other things. Another Gemara answers, hachi kama, what we essentially were saying was that le amru dachin ele shenitmu bim kaiman. We did not say that it's tar, only when it became tame in its place. But again, it's not coming to be memayit regarding that if it was tame inside and then it goes outside, that then it's going to go back and even have the capacity to be tame other things. No, it was only come to exclude when it was outside and then it came inside. So that was a braisa that seemed to support Levi. Now the Gemara says, Tani gavasei derav. There's a braisa that supports Rav. Hadam v'hamayim, regarding the blood and the water, mashki beis mit b'chayi, which are the liquids, the beverages of the slaughterhouse. Shenitmu bein bekein b'mekarka, that they became tame, whether in vessels or whether in the ground, which essentially seems to be the same thing, just that there's going to be a pinion that is machalik. Tarn, they're going to be tar again because these are the liquids of the slaughterhouse, which as this is like the pinion of Rab, that was the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, that they're going to be tar since they're only midirabanan, they're not going to be tame in the mizbeah. Let me continue on to Amud Beis, where, however, Reb Shimon says, he argues, and he says, bekeilim tamei. In Kalim, it will be Tame. That's because Reb Shimon goes according to his opinion, which was mentioned in the previous daf, that the Tumas of Mashkin are min ha-tayre, not only for it itself to contract Tuma, but even to be Tame other things, it's Midei Raisa. As we learned in the Brice over there regarding the doubt of a beverage, if it was Mitame other things or not, Reb Shimon said that regarding food items, we will consider that Suffolk if the liquids were Mitame the Eichlin, we'll consider it Tame because it's a Suffolk Dei Raisa L'chum. That's why, by the beverages of the basement b'chay of the slaughterhouse, the Rabbanim cannot say that it's tahar. This testimony of Yisrael ben Yezer cannot be true, because at least regarding Kalim, because it has to be tamei, because there is no way to say, to be makel, if it's a deraisa, even to transmit tumah to other things. However, b'karka tahar, regarding beverages in the ground, there they will be tahar. And the Gemara later on will explain that's a reference to water that has a revis. And that is because then it already has the status of a mikvah, which works for needles and for different types of forks, which min hatayra, that's not makabel tumah. As the pasuk in Vayikra Yud-Alef says, that mikveh mayim yitar, that a mikvah of water will be tar. In truth, a revis is really a mikvah min hatayra, because this that we know that a mikvah has to have 40 saw is only regards to a person to be tar. As the pasuk learns it out from es kol besari, from his whole flesh, that has to be water that his whole body could go into, which the Gemara understands that to be 40 saw. But for small little utensils, you only need as long as it gets covered in water. However, less than revis, the Gemara has a tradition that that's not going to be considered a mikvah. Now, since in generally, min hatayra, this water that's a mikvah, revis of mayim in the karka, is not tamei, it's only rabbanan that they nullified. They were mevatel a revis of a mikvah to be considered a mikvah, that, and that they say that one is not allowed to be tovel kalim in less than 40 saws. The Gemara Nazar says that it says there's 10 revis, and the Gemara asks, what do you mean? There's another one, there's a revis of mikvah. That the Gemara says, besides that one, because that one, the Rabbanan were mevatel, as it says the Perek Shleish Aminin, and we also learned that this is the general rule, whatever a person could be tevel in, so that is where you could tevel his hands and his kalim, and that is because the Rabbanan were geyser, even on the beverages that's in the ground, as long as it's less than 40 sa. However, but here regarding the beis mitbechaya of the slaughtering house, where there we established halacha on the biblical level, and therefore they're going to be tar like Rav. And that is because, according to both opinions, we find in this brisa, even according to Reb Shimon, everyone is agreeing essentially that regarding the base, the mashkin, the base mitbechaya, it's going to be tahar. That is according to Reb Shimon, only in the karka, because that is where we would say deraisa, it was essentially tahar because it's a mikvah. However, he holds that regular beverages, which is in the keli, will be tamei, because he holds that that even that is deraisa, and that you can't be makel. However, according to the Pinya Tanakama, definitely where he says it's going to be tahar, that's because minataira, they are tahar, and it's just midrabanan that they're asering, and that's like Rav, who said that regarding the mashkin base mitpechaya is what we're going to be makel on. So now the Gemara brings a different opinion. So we brought a brice that supports Levi, we brought a brice that supports Rav. Now the Gemara brings an opinion that goes against what we had been assuming up until now, which we just mentioned now, that Svara, that this leniency that we could have, whether it be b'mashkin beis mitbechaya or midbechaya, can only be if it's rabbinic, that it's aser, and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash regarding Hefzed Kachim or other, whatever the reason is that we will make to say that we're going to go and the deraisa level and it won't be tamei. Now, but if it would be deraisa, as we said in Reb Shimon regarding Kelim Tameim, that you can't be mekel, and therefore it would be tamei even in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Amar Papa, afil l'man d'amar tumas mashkin deraisa, Papa says, even according to the one that says that the tuma of beverages is deraisa, mashki beis mitbechaya, regarding the leniency that we said in the liquids of the slaughterhouse, hilchasa gemirila, it's aloha l'mashim Sinai, that they do not become tamei. So although they're deraisa, yes, we were lenient in the Beis HaMikdash on the Raisa because it's Allah HaMesh Messina that says that Tatar. And that the Gemara asks, Amal the Rav Huna B'Rid, Rav Nassim, Rav Papa, Ve'el Hodam, Rav Elazar, but this that Rav Elazar said, which we mentioned in the previous daft, it ain't Tumah L'mashkin Kol Iker, there is no Tumah whatsoever for beverages. Min HaTayra, and Teda, I'll prove it to you, he says. Sheri Hei, Yisib Ben Yezir Ishtreida, Amashke Beis Met B'chaya Dachin, that he said that the liquids of the slaughterhouse are tar. So how could they be tahar? Must be that because min haTorah no beverages are tameh. It's only midrabanan, and they're in the Beis HaMikdash where we could be lenient on the rabbanans. So therefore we were lenient. And the question is, but if it is like you're saying that the reason why they do not become tameh is because Allah HaMashiach Messinai, so migam minimina, can you learn from there regarding the tumah of other liquids not in the Beis HaMikdash that are not min haTorah? But you said that even if it were to be min haTorah, you would still say that they're tar. So how could Rabbi Elazar bring a raya from there to say, I'll prove to you that there's no tumas mashkin min haTorah? Because you see, we're leaning in Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? We're leaning in Beis HaMikdash, even though it is deraisa, as Rabbi Papa says that even through, according to those opinions that say it's deraisa, we would still be makel because Allah HaMashiach Messinah. So how can you use that testimony as a proof? Moreover, the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, V'Rav Shimon, which we just quoted before, the Amat Tumas Mashkin deraisa, which he says that the tumah of beverages is min haTorah. And as Rashi explains, what the Gemara is saying now is that because he holds that tumas mashkin is deraisa, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa in the previous daf, that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, they both say regarding a doubt of tumah to be mitami other things, lekelim tarin. Regarding kelim, they say that's not min haTorah that beverages could be mitami kelim. But lo'oichon tumah, they said that regarding the doubt of food items, if the tummy beverage touched it or not, that it will be tummy, because that sveika is a sveika deraisa, and therefore this is what the Gemara is concluding. Vahacha kama Reb Shimon, and here Reb Shimon says, bekelim tumayin, that in vessels that this liquid that's in the Beis HaMikdash will be tummy, and the reason is because must be as we explained before in the Gemara, because these liquids are generally tamei min haTorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we can't be mekel in the Beis HaMikdash. So even in the Beis HaMikdash it would be tamei. Bikarka taharin, however, we said that yes, if it's in the ground it'll be tar. That's because that type of liquid, which is in the ground, generally outside the Beis HaMikdash, is only midrabanan, as we explained, because essentially it truthfully is a mikvah, and the mikvah would be is tar min haTorah, as we brought a pasuk. It's just only midrabanan that they would mevatel that and said it has to be 40 sah. But obviously, you see that it's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai, and it's difficult to contrast Papa because ve'i hilchasahi, if this halacha of saying that what is tahar in the Beis HaMikdash was halacha Moshe Mesinai, ma'li bekelim, what would it make a difference to me if these liquids of the Beis HaMikdash are in vessels, which regarding other liquids, we say that it's min haTorah, as is Reb Shimon's opinion, as we proved, ma'li bekarka, and what would it make a difference if it's in the karka? Either way, they should both be tahar. Why does it say kelim ha'tameyin? So why? Because they're mashkin deraisa? But who cares? You told me that even mashkin deraisa, halacha Moshe Mesina says that they're tar in the mashkin basement b'chaya. And therefore the Gemara concludes, kasha, which Rashi interprets to mean to say that Rav Papa's, what he said is not true. And this, that when he said this, he didn't recall these mishnayos. And that is because the whole heter that's in the Beis HaMikdash is only by things that are drabanan outside. In the Beis HaMikdash we can be mekel, but obviously it cannot be like those opinions that hold that it is deraisa. You would not be able to say that we'd be mekel inside. And according to Reb Shimon that says mashkin deraisa, then it must be that he's in reference to the mikvah of mayim, which that is what you could be mekel regarding the testimony of Yisrael Menyezer, which is only drabanan outside the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara elaborates on that halach, Amra Papa, Hadar Amr, this that you said that according to Reb Shimon, that this, regarding the liquids of the basement b'chaya of the slaughterhouse, that Bekarka Tahar, and that is where he understands the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, that it's only when they're in the ground that they're Tahar. We only learned it regarding water, because there it has a status of a mikvah when they're attached to the ground, and that is only midrabanan outside of the base of Mikdash, and therefore that we could be mikla. Aval dam loy, but regarding blood not, because by blood there's no difference if it's in the ground or it's in the vessel, because the tum of blood is minatari even if it's in the ground. And therefore, as Rashi explains, that the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, according to Rabbi Shimon, that when it's going in the ground, must be going only on water when it's a revius, so as the Gemara is going to explain right now. That is umayim nami, that even water that we said it's tahar in the ground, leimarin el dehav revius, only if it had at least a revius of water. The chazi lahatvil be mechatin betinaris, that it's fit to immerse in them needles and forks that they would spin gold for it in the base of Mikdash. But if it did not have revius, where minat Torah it's not fit to be a mikvah, and therefore midiraisa they would be tmein, even if it would be attached to the ground, then the halacha would be that they would be tmein. And as Rashi says, although we know that the shear for tumas of beverages is revius, that is only to be metame other things. But for themselves to become tame, that would be even a kol shehu, like it says in the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus and it's brought in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, that once a drop comes out, then they will already acquire a tum, and therefore, if it doesn't have revius, they will become tame. And this they were saying that when they're bikarka, that in the base of Mikdash were lenient, and that's the testimony of Yosef ben Yezer, according to Rav Shimon, who holds a mashkin the dairaisa, that's only if it has a revius. So now the Gemara resumes the discussion that it had brought up on that Daf Tezayin and Av, which we had quoted from, which was regarding this machloikas, the three machloikas regarding the doubts that there are relating to tumas mashkin. That both regarding the beverage itself being mekabel tuma and being metami other things. So one of the opinions mentioned over there was Amamar. Rabbi Huda said that regarding the suffix of beverages to be metami other things, l'chol tame, for everything we will consider that doubt, whatever this tummy beverage is touched, that item will become tummy me suffix. And even if it touches kalem. So obviously you see that when we know that a tummy beverage definitely touched a kalem, that tumma would be min hatayra. From the fact that we're saying that regarding the doubt that we're saying it's tummy, obviously because it's a suffix derais will go l'chumra, so therefore when we know for sure it touched, then we're going to say there would be a tumas min hatayra. That the Gemara asks, lememr the sub Rabbi Yehuda tumas mashkin l'tami tumas kalim derais, is that true that you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tumma of a beverage to make impure a vessel, that's min hatayra? But vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, which the Girsa is truthfully vatnan, we learned in the Braisa, Kol HaKelim, all vessels, sheyesh lehen acharayim b'teich, that has an outside and an inside. In other words, it's fit to be used, both on its inside and its outside. Kegoyim, hakarim, the pillows, v'aksasis, and cushions, v'asakin, and sacks, v'amertsufin, and the sacks out of leather, that these things could be used inside or outside. That the halacha is, if nitma teich, if the inside becomes tameh, nitma gaboy, the outside becomes tameh. Nitmagaboy, but if the outside became tummy, then loy nitmatoiche. Then the inside does not become tummy. And Amr Behud Behuda elaborates on this halacha and he qualifies. He says, "Bamediv amarim, when did we say this? That if the outside becomes tummy, the inside does not become tummy. That's shenitmu machmas mashkin. That's if these items became tummy because of beverages. Where that tumma is not minat Torah regarding vessels, it's only the rabbanon that were geizer on it because of the mashkin of zav and zava, which are an ava tumma. So therefore, we said that all other beverages will consider to be the status of a rishon tumma because it might get confused with the tumma of a zav and zava, which are on the av hatumma's level. However, the rabbanon made what's called a hecker. They differentiated between regular beverages and the tumma of the zav and zava. That is, if the outside becomes tummy, that the inside does not become tummy. The reason why they differentiate, although they wanted to make a gzera to consider all mashkin tummy because we might come to be mekel and zav and zava, is so that we should know that this tumma is not menatara, and the difference that if it's derabon or deraisa is that we don't want to burn it regarding the isra of burning true mekachim, as the Gemara in Bechiris says that. Since we're not allowed to burn it, it's all because only the Rabbanan that we're giving it that status, but Minat Torah, since you're not allowed to burn it, even when it becomes this tame, because it's not really tame. So if we said we want to show a difference, it's, people will know this is not Minat Torah, and therefore they won't come to burn it, that is, if the outside becomes tame, the inside will not be tame. Avol nitmu machmas sheretz, however, if these items became tame because of a sheretz, which that is a biblical tame, then nitma teichai, nitma gaboy. If the inside becomes tummy, the outside becomes tummy. And also nitma gaboy, nitma teichai. If the outside becomes tummy, in this case, in these items, then even the inside would become tummy. Now, the Gemara says, "Be'isaka daitach tumas mashkin latame keim deraisa." Now, if you would think, as it seems to be indicated from that previous brice that Rebbe Yehuda holds, that the tumma of beverage to be metame keim armen atayra, so then mali nitma machmes mashkin. So, what does it make a difference to me? Which this brice is also Rebbe Yehuda. If these items became tummy because of a beverage, mali nitma machma sheretz, what does it make a difference to me if it became tummy because of a sheretz? Either way, the tumma is midari rice because you're telling me that the tumma's mashkin is minatayra. So the Gemara gives two answers. I'm Rabbi Huda Mashmol. Chazal by Rabbi Huda retracted from that previous price. And the truth is that it's only midrabanan, and that's why the suffix is going to be tar, as the price over here says, he retracted from that. It's not true. The tumma of mashkin, the mitame kelim, is only midrabanan. Another Teretz Gemara brings, Ravina Amar, Loyalim Loyhada. Truth is, he did not retract. So how do we resolve the contradiction? Ha, this Bryce over here that's saying that it's only going to be Midrabanan, and that's why it's Machalik between if it became Tamei from Mashkin or from Mesheretz, is talking about B'mashkin HaBoyin Machmas Yedayim. What type of Tamei beverages are we talking about? That the beverage, the liquid, became Tamei from the hands. And that is because the Chum made Gzeira that every a stam hand, meaning a hand that we unaccounted for, if it's tamei or tahar, Chum gave it a status of a sheni l'tumah, and the begeizer that those things that are sheni will make beverages into a tchilin tahar rishon. So therefore, hence that mashkin, yes, obviously that's only going to be midrabanan. However, ha, the brisa that was mentioned before that was saying that the tumas mashkin is midairaisa, that's by mashkin aboy machmasharetz. That's by mashkin that come from a full-fledged tumadairaisa b'sharetz. Yes, then mashkin will have a tumadairaisa. And that the Gemara asks on this interpretation of Ravina to resolve the contradiction. Ihachi, if that's the case, adatani, this that we learned in the brice that we just quoted, that Rabbi Huda says, when did we say that if the outside becomes tameh, then the inside did not become tameh? Shenitmo machmas mashkin. Oh, that's only because it was tummy from beverages. And that is, you will not find that if the outside becomes tummy, that the inside becomes tummy only, as the Gemara said, if it would touch the sheretz itself, which is as the brisa before was saying. The question is, why would we say that? We should differentiate in the item itself that we're talking about, and we should say that regarding mashkin itself, there would be a difference. Why say, oh, it's not going to be tummy in the inside when the outside becomes tummy, because that's by beverages. The only way the inside will become tamiosa is if it comes from sheretz, but that's not true. But you should have said, when did we say that the inside will not become tamei? That's b'mashkin haboyin machmas yedayim. That's not by all beverages. That's by beverages that became tamei because of hands. Al b'mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz. But if the liquids had become tamei from a sheretz, then nitma teichai nitma gaboy. Then if the inside becomes tamei, the outside becomes tamei, and also nitma gaboy nitma teichai. Then even if the outside becomes tamei, the inside will become tamei, because that's how you're resolving the contradiction. And you're saying that even liquids that come from a sheretz, that would be min ha-tayra. But then say that over here in the Brice as a qualification. Why go jump to sheretz? The Gemara concludes, obviously, it must be, as we had mentioned before, in the first Teretz of the Gemara, that Chazal by Rabbi Huda, that obviously Rabbi Huda did retract, and not like Ravina's Teretz, and that is, he obviously holds that all liquids, even in Mashkin that come from a Sheretz, are only going to be Tamei Midrabanan, and that's why he says that this will not become Tamei from the in the inside, if only the outside became, by all liquids, and only by sheretz, that we would say that if that we have a sheretz, that would go ahead and be metamid, but any liquids, even if the liquid is coming from the sheretz, will only be midrabanan.